says, hey, hey, hey. He's gonna sling his guests from Newark down the shore to Cape May, blasting Bon Jovi out the back of his sleigh. A gang of kids yank off his beard at the mall. As we carol around the cul-de-sac, we yell, we don't sing. The bells here don't go ding-dong, they go bada-bing. Oh, come all you people, we got through cake to spare.
And welcome back again to Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Licious, along with Joseph J. Licious, Trish Licious,
what?
Eric the Greatish, and Kathleen the Lovely Licious.
Wow, no, I said a little drummer boy, Dave, because of my rumba pum pum.
Oh, he's got the rumba pum pum.
You like my rumba pum pum?
I don't know. We
you checked it out during the break. What did you check it out for? If you were not gonna like
you
follow
were sitting
through?
Down, I did not see the rumba pum pum.
Well, of course, Breakthrough Entertainment's third annual Santarchy show. We are celebrating all these crazy Christmas things. And this song is a lot of fun, isn't it, Trisha?
Yes, it is. With I love the bells don't go ding dong, they go
bada bing. Yes, Jersey Christmas. And we actually have the singer and creator of this song on right now.
No way.
Ben Roush, thank you so much for joining us. Ben.
I'm calling in from Jersey. Eh?
Hey.
Fun, fun. So, you know, tell us a little bit about this song. Where did it come from?
It came from Jersey. It came from the Garden State. It came, my co-writer, co-lyricist, Gabby Golden, you know, we wanted to write a Christmas song that was different, shake things up a little bit, you know, not your traditional type of Christmas song. You know, there's some funny Christmas songs out there, you know, like Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, things like that. But mm-hmm. like Mommy, I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus, which is kind of more scandalous than necessarily laugh out loud funny. But I'm from New Jersey. I grew up in New Jersey, and there's like nothing like it, a Jersey Christmas. No offense to any other states that are listening out there, but we wanted to do something different and, you know, do a Christmas song that was, you know, gave a different take on the whole holiday.
Absolutely, absolutely. And now, of course, you are famous in your own right, but in case anyone is familiar with your last name, who's your sister?
Oh, my sister is Melissa Roush from The Big Bang Theory and the movie The Bronx.
Absolutely, and I understand that she and Mayim Bialik have been really promoting this song on social media.
Yeah, they've both been really gracious and promoting it, sending it out, tweeting about it, Facebooking it. It's, I'm blessed. You know, I'm blessed that I get such a generous two people, you know, in my corner.
Yeah, yeah. And so tell us a little bit about the writing process for a song. You know, because when we listen to it, yes, it's funny, but it's a legitimate song. It's not like...
Thank you.
It's not like someone went on YouTube and just came, you know, changed lyrics to something. It's
right.
it's a legitimate song that I think that should be played on the radio as a part of the rotation for, you know, all these... I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas and stuff.
Right. I've never heard that one. That's what we wanted. We didn't want to do like a parody on something. We wanted to do something that was original and that spoke to everybody. That you cannot just like listen once and laugh, you know, that you can listen to it over and over and get things that you didn't hear before and hear things in the instrumentation, you know, and hear the doo-wop singers at the end and hear the Frankie Valli references and all that, you know, just like a song, like I think a good song grows over time. You can listen to it over and over. So that's what we wanted to do with this.
Well, and you know, one of the things that I've noticed is that, you know, no matter where you're from or wherever you call home, that no matter where you are in the world, if you find somebody who's from that same place, you just have things in common. And
yeah.
I absolutely love how you're bringing out, whether it's a stereotype or it's something, you know, real in the area. Like we had somebody on that was calling us from LA and I found out that he was from Oakland, which is where I used to live. And I said, oh, Fenton's ice cream, you know, I mean, so it's, I love the way that you call each and every one of those things out in this carol that makes it just, it's personalized for anybody who calls themselves a Jersey boy or a Jersey girl.
Right. Yeah, or maybe if you've even driven through New Jersey.
Oh, I have, and I love it.
Yeah, me too, yeah. The Garden State Parkway and the Turnpike, they're actually very, it's very good. I mean, you don't have to go, if you get lost, you only have to go like maybe a minute to turn around you know, as opposed to other places, you know, you don't waste a lot of time waiting for 20 minutes for the next exit.
Now, if anyone's just now joining us, we are speaking with Ben Rausch on behalf of the new hit single, Jersey Christmas, that we just heard. And you know, when I told Dave that you were going to be on, Dave, of course, he does his stalker thing and starts researching the guest. He because he's kind of like Santa Claus like that. He sees you when you're sleeping and stuff. So be careful, Ben.
And you've been very nice. No naughtiness and, with you.
And he was so excited because he saw one of your acting credits.
Yeah. It's one of my favorite films of all time, The Jersey Boys. I thought that was just magnificent, but I'm a big fan of the music, so, and that certainly helped. How was it being on that, in that movie?
Oh, it was great. I mean, it was, you know, working with Clint Eastwood and all these incredible, like, film legends, people that have just been doing this for so long, and being around that and knowing, like, you know, because the music is already, you know, historic and so special and timeless, you know, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons and Beth Story from New Jersey. It was just like, you knew that this was going to, you know, this was going to, one of those films that's going to live on. And I mean, the show already, the musical is, you know, still running on Broadway, but it's great to be on that, you know, and be talking to Clint Eastwood and, like, you know, talking, he's a musician too, you know, talking about music with him. And that was awesome.
It was such a great film. And every time it's on, wherever, HBO or one of the premium channels, I'm watching it now. Did you see Joe Pesci show up at any of the films?
No, he didn't. Like, he's, I don't know. I mean, I'm a big Joe Pesci fan. He's from Jersey as well. You know, like the story says, like, Tommy, one of the original Jersey members, he was Jersey Boy members, you know, the original Four Seasons. He was like Joe Pesci's, like, limo driver later in life, you know. And, but yeah, it's, you know, he didn't show up. But Frankie Valli was on set. I saw him and I saw, like, his son or something.
Wow.
That was cool to, like, see him there and him just watching and, like, watching his life be, like, brought to film. That's got to be crazy for him.
And the Four Seasons, I mean, the group itself that played Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons, I mean, they were just magnificent. Are they that good in person as they are on film?
You know, I've seen, like, videos of them live, and they're just top-notch guys. I mean, they're really just guys that just played and played and played and got good at their craft. But, you know, I was the keyboard singer for the Four Seasons, so I was, like, the keyboard singer for the Four Seasons in the movie.
Oh,
and,
really?
Yeah, that was the part I played. You know, so I played, you know, for Frankie Valli and, you know, Can't Take My Eyes Off of You in that scene. And
great,
you know,
movie.
It was a blast.
I mean, great song, I should say. Fantastic. I mean, just incredible. And I guess you got to, I mean, if you appreciate the music, but it seems like it's such a hit with, I think, younger people these days. And, you know, the old songs are becoming new again.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, I think good music, people discover it eventually, you know, however long it takes. You know, like jazz music, people, that stuff never dies. Americana, you know, standard American music is just going to be kept going, I think, forever.
Well, and that's actually one of the films that we were just reviewing today, La La Land. I don't know if you've seen that yet or not, but it's very interesting how they talk about jazz and the way that it also morphs depending on where you're at and who it is that's playing it, that it gives that personalized flavor. So really, just like what you did with this Christmas Carol. So, yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, I hope I'm going to be playing this for the next 40 years, and I hope people are going to be listening to it for the next 40 years.
I think it's going to become a standard.
I hope so.
I agree.
That would be great.
I agree, too. And so that takes us into the future. Ben, where do you see yourself in 5 years? No, this is not a job interview, but it could be. But where do you see your career going from here?
5 years, I see myself 5 years younger. 5 years younger.
There you go.
this song is part of a full feature, you know, debut album that's all comedy music, and it's called Tales from the Turnpike.
Oh.
And it's all that's hopefully going to be coming out in the spring, and
excellent.
It's a full length album with all different types of music. You know, but this is the only Christmas song on it. But it's that's the next thing I want to be doing, and, you know, touring for that and promoting that. And, you know, there's other songs that I think are commercial on it that I think people will dig, that year-round, you know, not just songs with tinsel and stuff.
Will you be on your tour, or will you be in Phoenix ever, you think?
I would love to. I hear it's beautiful. You never, I've never been there. I love Arizona iced tea, but, you know, I've never been out to Arizona would be great. I know it's not.
We'll get you in studio, though. If you come out here, you'll be live, and you can do all the songs you want.
Mm-hmm. I would love that. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
I'll bring some candy canes, even if it's in June.
That might cool us down, because June's getting into our July fry season.
I will freeze the candy canes and bring them in. How's that?
Even better. Even better.
Well, Ben Roush, thank you so much for joining us on behalf of this wonderful new Christmas classic, Jersey Christmas. Everyone's got to check it out. Can they follow you on social media or find you anywhere online?
Yeah. My Facebook page is Ben Roush Update, and my website is Ben Roush Site, BenRauch Site, SITE.com. And that has all my different things that are coming up in the near future, and appearances, etc.
Excellent.
Where can they hear the song, or where can they buy it?
On YouTube.
YouTube. If you go to YouTube, .com/ Ben Roush Music, BenRauch Music, there's a video of this song.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's visually, I'm really proud of it. And Stephen Nakami, who's works on Broadway, he's a director, and the choreographer's Broadway veteran, Serena Soper, and there's a lot of good people involved. The producer, Jason Eagle, who works with Beyonce and Jay-Z on the song. The video, there's a DeLorean in the video, so people have to check it out. Even if you don't like,
Excellent. Well, Ben Roush,
if you're a Grinch, you don't like Christmas.
Ben, you gotta check out the DeLorean, though.
Ben Roush, thank you so much for joining us. Merry Christmas, okay?
Thank you so much. You guys too.
Take care. We'll have you on again soon.
Very
wow, delightful.
Yes, cool, a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Very,
such
very good
talent.
Song.
Such talent.
Yes.
Amazing.
And, of course, this has been Breakthrough Entertainment's third annual Santarchy special.
I can't believe it's almost over.
I know.
It has
one more
been
week till Christmas. And, next week is Breakthrough Entertainment's Christmas Eve special.
Ooh.
And the song that's going to take us out of the show in just a few moments is something that we've all been looking for pretty much all year. I know Eric's been looking for this. And I know that all of our listeners have been looking for it. Dave, I don't know if you're tech savvy enough to have been looking for this, but all year we've been looking for these.
What are they? Oh.
Pokemon.
Exactly.
Really?
They are Pokemon.
What is a Pokemon?
It's called I'll let Joseph explain that.
I don't even know what a Pokemon is.
They think that you can pull one magically out of your sleeve.
It's Pokemon Go.
What is a Pokemon?
Please, just one. There are lots of money, Mon.
But what is a Pokemon? I don't know a Pokemon. No one knows a Pokemon?
Pikachu.
I don't even know a Pikachu.
Are they Pikachu?
Pikachu me? Pikachu's the little yellow one.
What is a Pokemon?
Breakthrough Entertainment.
We don't have enough time left on the show. Santarchy
special. Next week, tune in. Breakthrough Entertainment's Christmas Eve special featuring Carla Hall.
Yay!
1480.
And have a fabulous Santarchy, everybody.
KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona, everyone. Listen up. Have a great weekend. See La La Land tonight. And we'll see everyone next week with Carla Hall.
We just got to find a Pokemon. Please, God. Got to find a Pokemon. Pokemon.